I was the luckiest of children. I had two childhoods. My earliest memories are of rattling trams in pre-war southeast London, Deptford, crowded and grimy. That was my playground. Then came the war and my other childhood. Early on a June morning in 1940, when my brother Jack was 11 and I was just 7, we became evacuees, vackies, and were carried off to another world. We're about to witness one of the most mysterious wonders on Earth. It's the largest work of art in the world. So vast, in fact, you can only see it from the sky. And it's even been suggested it was made by aliens. 23-year-old Mark Phillips has been signing on since he left school 7 years ago. His father, Gary, has been signing on for over 30 years. He was one of many workers who became redundant in the early 1980s, skilled in a job that no longer existed. The first glimpse of this incredible story is from a CCTV camera which is feeding pictures to the Highways Agency Control Centre in Birmingham. Staff there see two women walking on the central reservation of the M6. This is just the start of an extraordinary series of events, all captured by a cameraman working for the BBC One series Motorway Cops. In the US, someone steals a car every 29 seconds. He must be exhausted. Sadly, if your car goes missing, there's a 40% chance you'll never see it again. But all that could be about to change. Modern technology may be on the verge of making car theft a thing of the past. So, how do they do it? Paris has one crystal skull. London has a second. Washington, D.C. has a third. But a fourth, the most famous of all, has been in private hands ever since it was discovered. This is the Skull of Doom, fashioned from solid quartz crystal. It has spawned a global movement of devotees who invest it with extraordinary powers.
It's a computer. It's already programmed.
Every 12 years, the greatest festival in Hinduism, the Kumbh Mela, happens on the banks of the sacred river Ganges. On the first Kumbh of the new millennium, more than 70 million people will come here to purify their souls and gain salvation. It will be the largest gathering of mankind in history.